The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Every day in thousands of American homes, someone has a birthday. And when it is one of the parents, for instance, the father, the observance of the day is usually simple and unpretentious because Dad, with his genuine, lovable modesty, dislikes being fussed over. And will Dad's birthday be any different in the home of Chester A. Riley? There can be only one answer. Yes. At the moment, for example, Riley is hinting desperately to his son, Junior, that what he'd really like for his birthday is a new bowling ball.
Yes, sir, Junior. I'm afraid this old bowling ball of mine's all shot.
Well, still looks good to me, Pop.
Nah, it's done for. This ball has knocked down its last pin, boy.
Well, then why don't you get yourself a new one?
Well, I could, but then I'd be stuck with two new bowling balls.
Two?
Well, sure, in case somebody who's fond of me decided to buy me a bowling ball for a certain occasion that's coming up.
Oh, but Father's Day isn't for another 2 months.
But, Junior, it ain't Father's Day, but you're getting warm. Look, it's a special day we celebrate for somebody in the family that everybody's crazy about.
But Boys' Day is past.
I know it's past. I'm looking ahead. Now think, how many special days are there in a year? The one I'm thinking of ain't Independence Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving Day, or I Am an American Day. It's in honor of somebody that, well, he's awful cute.
Groundhog Day?
Son, you're slowing up mentally. Now try using the brain that you inherited from me. This day is for a certain party, and spelled backwards, it's H-T-R-I-B. Now, you got a good education, so use your head front once and you got it.
H-T-R-I-B, oh, your birthday.
Whew.
Oh, I forgot
it. We'll say no more about it. I ain't the kind of a father that goes around hinting. Yes, sir, this here bowling ball is sure a shot. I'll be glad when I get the new one. Spoiling my game. You see, whenever I pull my hand back, why, look, I'll show you, Junior.
Oh, no,
see?
Don't show me here.
What?
You know what Mom says about playing around in the living room.
Well, that don't mean me. That's for the little kids in the family. You see, when I swing the ball back like this...
Pop, you smashed Mom's Chinese ball. Oh, Pop.
Now, take it easy, son.
Oh, but it's Mom's best ball, and she just bought it.
Relax, will you, kids?
Yeah, but Mom blows her top if we just touch that ball. What'll she say when she finds out you broke it?
I can take this in my stride. I can face a tough situation. We'll just say you did it.
Me? Well, why me?
Because your sister ain't here. You just tell your mother that you were swinging your baseball bat.
Well, why should I take the blame? You broke it. I told you not to play around in here, but you wouldn't listen.
Now, Junior, this ain't very sporting of you.
Well, gee, Pop, you did it. Why don't you admit it?
Junior, you don't know married women. You see, if you take the rap, well, you're just a kid fooling around, so she'll be sore for a second, and then she'll forget all about it. But if I admit it, she'll be throwing it up to me for the rest of my life. And with my tough luck, I may live very long.
But, Pop, she'll forgive you in a couple of days.
Don't tell me about your mother. I knew her before you did. Why, to this very day, she's still throwing it up to me that I missed the train on our honeymoon and she had to go to Niagara Falls by herself. Women make such an issue out of little things.
But it's not fair. Why should I take the rap?
Well, now, look, Junior. I'll make a deal with you. You take the rap for me this time, and someday when you're in trouble, I'll take the rap for you. Fair enough?
Well, okay, I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Attaboy, you got the right attitude to life. Now, we'll get rid of the pieces, and your mother might not even notice that the bowl is gone, huh?
She'll notice, all right.
Oh, we'll put them in the incinerator.
Riley!
It's your mother. Hide the pieces.
Where?
Here on the couch, behind the cushion. Now, remember, Junior, you promised to take...
Oh, here you are, dear.
Hello, Angel.
Oh, what a day I've had. I'm dead. I just got to sit down.
Whoops!
Riley, I was going to sit down on
that. I'm sorry I beat you to it.
Why, what's that?
That's nothing. Nothing to worry about. It's just my backbone cracked.
Your backbone?
Yeah, just a few vertebrae. Just... There goes the rest of them. Any Band-Aids in the house?
Riley, what's behind that cushion? Now get up.
Well, okay, okay. I got nothing to hide.
There's something there because I... My Chinese bowl!
Well, how did that get there?
Chester Riley.
Junior, come back here!
Okay.
Now, who did this? I just got that bowl, and I want to know who broke it. Riley?
Now, don't look at me. I didn't do it.
Well, who did?
I'm no stool pigeon. Even if you used a rubber hose on me, I wouldn't tell you Junior did it.
You did this?
Well, it was an accident.
Oh, how many times have I told you not to touch that
bowl? Now, wait a minute, Peg. Let's be fair to the kid. He didn't touch it. He hit it with a baseball bat. I mean...
baseball bat? Junior Riley.
Well,
I've told you time and time again that I won't have you playing baseball in the living room.
Yeah, your mother's right, Junior. After all, we got a kitchen, you know.
Last week you broke my lamp and I let you off. But this time you're not going to go unpunished. Go ahead, Riley.
Huh? Oh, yeah. He's got to be punished. Junior, you've been a very naughty boy. And let this be a lesson to you. Now, let's hear no more about it.
We certainly will hear more about it. Junior, it's time you learned a lesson. Now, for the next week, you're not going to play baseball.
Oh, no, Mom. I got a big game this Sunday. I'm pitching for the Santa Monica Wharf Rats.
Oh, no, you're not. You should have thought about that before you disobeyed me.
Yeah, well, Peg, don't you think maybe you're a little too hard on the boy? After all, it's the big game, and he's a rat. And he's got...
I know that game means a lot to you, Junior, but... Well, you've got to be disciplined for your own sake.
I'm sorry, son. I did the best I could.
Oh, I gotta be in that game. After all, you broke the bowl.
Oh, yes, Junior. Sometimes your mother's a very hard-hearted woman. Like in this case. But you notice that I can take it. Oh, come on, son. Cheer up. Smile for a change. Now, come on. Let's see those gums. Come on.
Fat lot I've got to smile about.
Yeah, I know how you feel, kid, and I'm sorry I got you into this. Believe me, my conscience is suffering plenty.
Well, then why don't you tell Mom the truth?
No, we'll let my conscience suffer. What did it ever do for me? Well, come on. What are you moping around the house for on a nice day like this? Go on out. Play baseball. I mean... Have fun. Do your homework.
Please leave me alone.
Oh, the poor kid. Well, I'll make it up to him someday.
You don't really mean that, Riley.
Who said that?
I did. You remember me? I'm your conscience.
Listen, conscience, you leave me alone. Get out of my head. Go on, move. No vacancy.
I wouldn't say that. Not about your head. Now listen, Riley.
No. What do you want from me?
I want you to do the decent thing. Confess.
Let me alone.
Confess.
Get out of my brain.
Tell Peg the truth.
Why do you always come around and bother me? You've got to stop.
I'll never stop. I'll always be right here inside your head.
Okay, but I'll fix you. Next time I take a bath, I'm holding my head underwater for 30 minutes.
You've got to confess. How can you do this to your own son?
Well, he doesn't mind. He hates baseball.
Same old Riley. Always get somebody else to take the blame for you. Even as a kid, you did it.
That's a lie. What about the time I put thumbtacks on my teacher's chair? Didn't I admit that I did it?
You couldn't help it. She sat down on your hand.
Oh, stop pestering me, will you?
Not till you do the right thing. How can you treat this sweet, innocent boy like this? He's going to take his last $5 and buy you a bowling ball for your birthday, and this is how you pay him back.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Do you know what you are?
I'm a very naughty father.
You're a beast.
I'm worse than a beast. I'm a monster.
You're worse than a monster.
Stop torturing me. I'll confess. Peg! Peg!
Well, what are you yelling about?
Peg, I gotta tell you something. You've gotta let Junior play baseball.
Oh... Now, I'm sorry, Riley. I don't like being too strict, but this time he just has to learn a lesson.
But, Peg, I did it. I broke your bowl.
Now, Riley, it's sweet of you to try to take the blame.
But, Peg, I really did it.
Oh, you can't fool me, dear.
But I'm telling you that I did it. Why won't you believe me?
Because I know you, dear. If you'd really done it, you'd have owned up immediately.
I would?
Of course. Why, you're too decent and honest to let a child take the blame for you.
I am?
That would have been cruel and despicable. And that's not like you, is it?
No, it isn't.
Now, just forget about it. Your little scheme won't work. Bless your heart.
It's a fine thing. My own wife thinks I'm decent and honest. That's the thanks I get for trying to be a good father.
And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Oh, come on, Peg. Have a heart. Let Junior play in today's game. Just this once.
No, dear, no. For his own sake, he's got to be disciplined.
But, Peg, didn't you ever make a mistake?
Oh, please stop pestering me. I've got to find a dress.
Just answer me. Didn't you ever make a mistake?
I've been looking for my dress for the last hour, and I'm just about ready to scream. Now, please stop pestering me.
But just answer me. Did you ever make a mistake?
Yes, sometimes I wonder if I didn't make a mistake when I married you.
I mean a mistake where you didn't get punished.
Will you please stop? Oh, I've got to find this dress.
What dress?
My new white one. I just don't understand it. I can't find it anywhere. Now, I remember taking it out of the box and leaving it on the chair in the dining room. And now it's disappeared.
Look at Babs's room.
Yes, maybe it's there.
Yeah. And it's okay if I tell Junior he can play, Peg?
No!
Wives, they act so important. Where would they be if there were no husbands?
Hey, Pop.
Junior, well, what are you whispering about?
Shh, come in here.
What's up?
Say, is Mom looking for a new dress?
Yeah, and how she is.
Well, I got it here.
Well, why don't you tell her? Peg!
Shh, shh.
What's the matter, Junior?
I spilled ink on it accidentally.
Oh, brother. Oh, quick, you better get some cleaning fluid.
I already did. I made some ink remover with my chemistry set.
Well, did you try it on the dress?
Yeah. And look.
Holy smoke, a bare midriff.
Well, it was an accident.
Yeah, well, it mightn't be so bad. Looks fine, only this midriff happens to be in the back. Oh, are you going to catch it?
Oh, no, I won't. I got a plan, see?
Yeah?
Yep, I think I know how to get out of it.
Oh, good for you. It just goes to prove there's no jam you can't get out of if you use the old bean. What's your plan, Junior?
Well, you're going to take the rap for me.
Oh, that's great. That leaves you in the clear. Wait a minute. Don't get me mixed up in any of your crooked schemes.
Well, yesterday you said if I take the rap for you, you'd take the rap for me someday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, this is the day. You said it. You promised, Pop.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean a little thing like ruining your mother's dress. I meant something big.
Well, this is big enough for me. Remember, Pop, you promised. Oh, please help me.
Junior, I can't.
But please, I'm in enough trouble with Mom.
I know, Junior, but... Well, okay, I'll take the rap for you.
Oh, thanks, Pop.
I acted like a heel, Junior. I don't know what got into me. Why should I be afraid to stand up to my wife and tell her I spoiled her dress? I'm the boss around here. I bring home the pay envelope. I owe for that dress. Junior, your troubles are over. I'm saying I spoiled this dress, and I'll say it to the whole world.
Riley, what are you yelling about? I can hear you clear up. My dress is ruined. Who did this? Who did this? When I find out
He did it. Junior did it. Oh, Junior, forgive me. Oh, what a mess. Why didn't I have the decency to take the rap for the kid? Oh, I'm no good. I'm no good on earth.
In that case, you may want some advice.
Who said that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Well, what are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I'm on my way to the weekly meeting of the UEPSPS.
UEPSPS?
Yes, the Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Spring Planting Society. We plant something every week, but as yet, nothing has ever come up. Come along, Riley. We'd love to have you drop in.
Well, no thanks, Digger. I got some trouble at home. I did a wrong thing. And then, like a coward, I made Junior take the rap for me.
Oh, for shame. Why involve the poor lad? You should have come to me. When a friend of mine is in a tight spot, I'm only too glad to cover up for him.
Well, you see, I broke Peg's Chinese bowl. And the worst of it is, I promised Junior that someday I'd take the rap for him, and, well, then I broke my promise.
Oh, Riley, how could you? I've been in business 20 years. I've made promises to hundreds of customers, and every one of my promises was carried out.
Yeah, I know. It was a dirty trick, and he's such a sweet boy. I think he was going to buy me a bowling ball for my birthday. I guess he won't now, and I don't blame him.
Riley, look into your soul.
Huh?
Look deeply into your soul.
I'm looking.
What do you see?
A heel.
Your eyes are perfect. Then why stand here feeling sorry for yourself? You must make amends to the lad. Clear him. Go to your wife and take the blame.
Oh, but Peg will be so sore. You're telling me to dig my own grave.
Silly boy. You know me better than that.
Well, okay, Digger, I'll tell her.
Bully for you. It's a pleasure to meet a man I can look up to for a change. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Stop worrying, Bernie. I tell you, I'm going to pitch in the game.
But, Junior, how can you? Your mother's still sore at you, isn't she?
Yeah, but I figured out a way to square myself. Look what I bought.
What is it?
Well, it's a Chinese bowl. Look, just like the one that was broken. And when I give it to Mom, I'm pretty sure she'll soften up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Where'd you get the dough?
Well, I saved up $5 to buy a bowling ball for Pop's birthday.
But, Junior, if you don't give your father something for his birthday, he'll get sore. And then maybe he won't let you pitch.
Oh, you think so?
You know your father. He's a character.
Hey, I know what. I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll give him my mother's Chinese bowl for his birthday.
Is that you, Riley?
That's me, Peg.
Well, I want to talk to you. What's the idea of running out of the house the way you did?
Well, I remembered that I had an appointment.
Whenever there's a problem with Junior, you run out and leave it in my hands. He's your son, too, you know.
Only 50%.
Oh, you're impossible.
Yeah, I know. I'm no good. Peg, we've been married 18 years. We got two kids. But if it'll make you happy, give me back the $2 I laid out for the license, and I'll have our marriage annulled. Right now, before we get involved.
Oh, don't be silly. I just want you to take a little more interest in your own son.
I will, Peg, and I'm starting right now. I got something to tell
you. Hello, Pop.
Peg. Well, you go wait in your room, will you, son?
Oh, Pop, I got something for you.
For me?
Yeah, for your birthday. Here.
Oh, Junior. You went and got me. After what I did, you went out and bought me. Oh, Junior, I don't deserve a son like you. I'm going to change my name. You'll see.
Oh, now, stop, Pop. Well, go on, unwrap it.
And you got me just what I wanted, a bowling ball.
Well, you better unwrap it.
I know it's a bowling ball. I can feel it. It's round. Peg, I've got to tell you something, and this time you've got to believe me.
Riley, what's the matter with you?
Listen, Peg, and listen carefully. Junior didn't break your bowl. I did. I did it. You've got to believe me. I let him take the blame.
Oh, are you starting that again?
That's not all I let him get blamed for. I spoiled your dress, too.
You did.
And I let Junior take the rap for that, too. Peg, he's the finest son a man could have, believe me. He's good. And look how thoughtful. A birthday present. He's actually glad that I was born.
Pop, please unwrap the package first.
Ever since Junior was a baby, I let him take the rap for me. Remember the frog you found in your mattress? Well, I did it. Remember when the gas stove exploded? I did it. Remember when your wooden salad bowl and inside was carved, "I hate salad"? I did it. I could mention 1,000 things. The broken windows, the shoe polish on the guest towels. I did it. I did it. And after all, what does he do? This wonderful son of mine takes his last $5 and buys me the thing I wanted most. Look at this wonderful bowling ball with such fancy colors and such a big hole for my thumb. I take everything back. I admit nothing.
But, Pop, I told you to unwrap it first.
Oh, Junior, you spent your last $5 to replace my bowl. You're a darling.
Can I play in the game, Mom, huh? Can I, Mom, huh?
Well, all right.
No, I forbid it.
Now, take it easy. Now, go on, Junior.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Happy birthday, Pop.
Hank, I didn't know. Junior said he...
Oh, stop gibbering and relax. You're going to get your bowling ball after all. Here. Happy birthday, dear.
A bowling ball. Oh, Dumplin, you got me a bowling ball. Oh, you're sweet to give it to me after all those terrible things I confessed.
Oh, you didn't fool me. I knew you were just trying to get Junior out of a spot.
Oh, but Peg, I really...
Now, cut it out, dear. I wasn't born yesterday.
But, Peg, I... Well, I guess it's no use trying to fool you, but one thing I did do. I really broke your Chinese bowl.
Now, stop, Riley. I know you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Now, please, Peg, for once in my life, let me be an honest man.
Junior did it with his baseball bat.
No, there was no baseball bat. I was holding my bowling ball like this, see? And I pulled my hand back like... Well, as you were saying, happy birthday, Riley.
The Rileys will return in just a moment.
Pop, are you sore at me?
Oh, why should I be sore, Junior?
Well, for not getting you something for your birthday.
Oh, forget it, son. I got the best present any father could get 13 years and 3 months ago.
Well, what was that?
Why, Junior, that was the day I got you at the Brooklyn Maternity Hospital. And the only thing I want from you, son, is that you should finish school, and then finish high school, and then go to college and get yourself a good position, and make a lot of money and pay off the doctor bill that I still owe for you.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.